Hey, it's Maggie. I can't get to my phone right now. You know what to do.
Dude, Maggie, I have something to tell you. You gotta call me back.
Strip mall Mexican restaurants? 5 stars on Yelp.
You got it.
Hands down.
Elementary school Tia would have ketchup and butter sandwiches.
Don't pick us for trivia.
I think we'd have fun, but we would lose. Why don't you listen to things more often? And I'm like, I don't know, because I'm talking. I feel like every child who has grown up going to church has fallen asleep at one point on a pew. I would not be a good international spy. So, FBI, do not hire me.
Hey, it's Maggie.
And Tia.
And this is
Call Your BFF.
I'm ready when you are.
I'm ready. Ready to roll.
Rock and roll. Rockin' and rolling.
When this episode comes out, I will be in California and Tia will be
in
Illinois.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's true. I will be in Illinois. Well, I will be in, well, depends on when people listen to it. I'll be in Wisconsin for my first half of my day. And then
she'll be in an undisclosed location later.
Yes. But it will be in Illinois.
So we have yet again another country. What are we up to? I gotta count our countries.
Yeah, when did we start doing this?
21 countries.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
21.
We need China.
Yeah, come on,
and
China.
And like Sweden. Ooh. Honestly, Greenland would make me really happy too. So if
Greenland
anybody from
cool.
any of those places could listen,
thank
maybe
you,
Zimbabwe.
Indiana. Zimbabwe?
Madagascar.
Matahuha?
Papua New Guinea.
That'd be cool.
We're just trying to educate ourselves more, become
we
worldly.
We want to learn the things.
But today, we are going to explore Switzerland.
Switzerland?
Switzerland.
What's there?
Which is, first fun fact, it has the highest minimum wage in the world.
Which is at what?
Which I, this will probably be a fun fact later, but
okay.
They're home to like the wealth, like Switzerland is like one of the wealthiest. I don't know if it's the wealthiest country, but they have a ton of like wealth.
Okay.
I'll have to go look for the other one. But the minimum wage is equivalent to, as of 2020, $25.
Damn. Is that, that's
Isn't
just
that
like
insane?
Working at McDonald's?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It literally says, this is to ensure that people in working class positions can still afford to live in Switzerland without working themselves to the bone. The United States and other nations could learn from this mandate.
Please. In Switzerland, they have 4 official languages.
Ooh.
They have...
Swiss?
Kind of. So it says, Switzerland is divided into 4 different language regions. French in the western part, Italian in the southern part, Romanish in some areas of the southeast, and a Swiss German in the rest. But don't worry, you can get by speaking English in majority of major cities, but of course, like learning some other phrases wouldn't hurt.
Huh.
One cool thing is the Alps, the Swiss Alps, which is like mountainous area, makes up 60% of their country. So that'd be very pretty.
So pretty, yeah. This says that Switzerland has strict pet ownership laws. It's an animal-loving country, but to avoid animal cruelty, Switzerland has stringent pet ownership laws, including the pairing law. This law says that you cannot have only one of the social animals, like a guinea pig, mouse, or fish, because that's too lonesome and sad.
I love
that's
that law.
That's so cute. Everybody should have... Oh, in addition, animals can be represented by lawyers in court in case of mistreatment or other cruelty.
A roo 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 to you too.
Could you imagine a dog sitting in court with a lawyer? It's like,
that'd be amazing. I'm here for it. Another one is they have pristine water around. So it says, thanks to great underground water reserves and natural springs, Switzerland boasts some of the finest drinking water around the world. In fact, their tap water has a much better ecological balance than the average bottled mineral water. All you need to do is to bring your water bottle and refill from one of the many drinking fountains that you can find as you walk around.
Beautiful.
That's really cool.
That is really nice. Lots of activities are prohibited on Sundays. Weirdly enough, Sundays are pretty sacred in Switzerland, and many activities are prohibited. These include things like mowing the lawn, hanging out the laundry, and more. Any kind of noisy DIY projects are not permitted on Sundays. This also applies to weekdays from 2200 hours to 600 hours.
Wow.
So 10 p.m. to 6 a.m., I think.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
I think this goes on brand with it, too, that in some villages, there's no cars allowed.
That would be beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Instead, you have to take a train, a bus, or even a boat to reach the village because they enjoy a very tranquil atmosphere.
I can
which
see
makes
that.
Sense going on with, like, the quiet hours.
That sounds very peaceful. It does. Honestly.
And there's another fact that said it's more mild than cold, which, I mean, I would still probably be cold because it's me.
Yeah, they probably get a bit of all four seasons in some areas, I would assume.
Yeah, sounds really pretty. I would definitely go visit.
Yeah. Wow, it says Switzerland is small. It is only about the size of New Jersey or the size of New Hampshire and Vermont combined.
That's so small. That's
small. I saw this thing on TikTok the other day, and they were talking about how, like, us as Americans and people as, like, Europeans have just, like, a complete different idea of how big and how small, like, the United States are versus, like, Europe.
Yeah.
And, like, how small European countries are. And, like, how mind-boggling it is of how big some of the, like, states are. So this one thing was, like, you can drive for 11 hours and still be in Michigan.
Yeah. Michigan's, like, long. Oh, how long would it be to get to the top of Illinois to the bottom?
I'm going to look it up.
That's still so small if it's those three states is Switzerland. I thought Switzerland was bigger.
So Illinois is 210 miles, or no, Illinois has a maximum north-south distance of 390 miles. So okay. 390 divided by 60, 6.5 hours.
Okay.
If you're going 60 miles per hour.
Yeah. Okay. I thought it was longer.
That's a lot.
It's still a long time.
That's 6.5 hours. That's crazy.
That's wild.
But yeah, I just thought that was very interesting. And like the comparison of like people in Europe don't quite understand how big the United States is. And when we say like when we travel and they're like, oh, all they like, why don't Americans ever leave the country? And like this person was arguing, they're like, have you ever been to their country? Like they don't need
enormous.
To leave.
Yeah. Right. Because we have so many different landscapes and different like natural like hot springs. And I don't even know, literally everything in the United States.
It's wild.
I still want to leave and go explore
still
places.
Leave.
But there is still so much more I want to explore in the U.S.
So if you're listening from outside the United States, let us know what your United States assumptions
about
there the United States.
Yes, that would be really interesting. There's anything we can debunk? Yeah.
Can we
or
debunk
agree with
thoughts?
You're like, actually, yeah, that sounds about right.
You send us one, we'll send you one. That's how this relationship works.
Yes, this is how we're actually going to get cultured and learn.
Yeah, so that's our country, Switzerland.
Thank you, Switzerland. Good luck in the Olympics.
Snaps for Switzerland. ASMR.
I can only snap with my left hand.
Did you say good luck in the Olympics?
I did, because I'm assuming they're going to be in it.
Yeah. Good luck with your hockey.
Yeah. True. Okay.
So all right. Today, Tia's got some questions on deck for us.
I do.
Some chit-chat.
I have a lot of icebreakers for us. We're going back to Let's Get Deep Friends Edition. The first one is, what is the strangest thing you've ever eaten?
Ooh.
I have a good story, but I'll let you think for a moment.
When I was in high school, it's still there, but it's like, it's one of those hole in the wall Mexican restaurants that you know their food is just bad.
Yep.
Yeah. Like strip mall Mexican restaurants, 5 stars on Yelp.
We got
hands
it.
Hands down. But they had cow tongue I think it was cow tongue as one of the meat one time. And one of the like guys that we were with ordered it. And me and my friend, were eating, and then he was like, you have to try this, it's so good. And we took a bite and we were like, wow, like what is that? And he's like, tongue. And I was like, what? I feel like that's the strangest thing I've ever eaten, just because I like I felt like a cannibal.
This is why you're vegan.
Tongue. He's like, yeah, doesn't it just taste like chicken? And I was like, ah.
It's like that part in Elf when he like sprays the perfume in his mouth.
exactly.
That's funny. I'm trying to think. Now, that made me think of, I had an original story in my head, but I can't think of anything like super crazy. Because like, I feel like some countries feel like that's normal. And yeah. Some people actually think that's normal. But the one story that came into my head was, gosh, I'm trying to think how old I probably was. I was like probably like fifth grade, middle school, somewhere in there. And we were at our family friend's child's birthday party. And he was on the younger side. So it was like a themed party. And it was like insect themed. And there's like a bunch of like fake bugs, whatever. And on the cake, there was this sucker that had a cricket on the inside. So, you know, my dad, he's like, Tia, I dare you to eat the cricket. And I was like, okay. So not even like for anything, just like, I dare you to do it. And I was like, let's go. Like, I got okay. this. And it was a cinnamon sucker. And it was the grossest sucker I've ever eaten. And I remember I was like, I just want to eat the cricket. Like, that's more so what I want to do. And instead of just like licking the sucker forever, I put it under like hot water to help like melt it down to get to the cricket. And then I ate the cricket.
Ew.
And it was gross. It was very crunchy. Well, and it was like a dead one too, because it was like in a sucker. But
and
I remember,
didn't even do it for anything.
No. And my dad was like, I didn't even have to, like, she didn't even like ask for anything. I just dared her. And she was like, okay.
Okay.
They're like, this is why tea is dumb.
Your dad's like, too easy.
Yeah, literally. Like, what can I get her to eat next?
Yeah. Free entertainment.
Literally. Always. But speaking of snacks, the next one is, what's your go-to snack right now?
Oh, right now. I'm bad with, like, snacks. It's like, if I'm in a snack, I might as well have a meal. I feel like my go-to snack, we bought, like, a 60-pack of, like, Gardetto's Ooh. Chips. And I just love those.
Those are good. So
that's probably my go-to.
It's a good one.
But if you're my nutritionist, it's definitely a Clementine.
I love Clementine. Yes.
If my nutritionist is listening, Clementines are my favorite snacks.
That's funny. I think right now, because I'm not much of a snacker anymore either with all like my gastrointestinal stuff. But I always
You've never crave... been a snacker.
That's true. I just always crave like sweet things. When I think of a snack, like I think of a treat. Like I don't think of like something with like substance to it that's actually going to help me survive and like has like good protein or has like good things in it. Nah. So if I also was talking to my nutritionist, my go-to snack right now is my V8 juice or my protein shakes. So I don't eat enough of those things. But my go-to snacky snack has been dairy-free ice cream because I've been trying to like stay away from dairy, and I mess with dairy-free mango ice cream. It is so good. Mm-hmm. Anything mango or like dried mango, I have some. Or I love like
dried mango is really good. Oh, chips and guac.
Chips and guac will forever be a staple snack. But then that turns into a meal because I eat so much of it. So I'm like, I'm full.
Yeah. Then I'm like, well, I've now eaten 400 grams of carbs worth of chips.
Worth
That's okay.
every crunch. And pairs well with the virgin margaritas that we get.
Exactly. It's so good.
Such a good combo. What posters did you have in your room growing up?
Oh, what was the magazine called? It was like that teen magazine.
Oh, and it had the heart, right?
Yeah. Okay, what was... More Googling.
Isn't like Teen Gossip?
2006 or something?
Yeah, that sounds right. Teen, that was middle school.
There was Teen People. I had that, but J14.
Oh, it was that one. Yes. I remember it was J14. That one. I would check it out from the library every week.
Oh my gosh. And I think there was another one too.
Wasn't there like a Teen Vogue?
Oh, 17 magazine?
Oh, 17. Yes. They had really good like fun quizzes in it. It was like, will you and your boyfriend last forever?
Yes. So to answer the question, it was 100% those magazines whenever they would do a poster of, I know I had a Taylor Swift one.
Obviously.
I know I had a Taylor Lautner one. And I think... Who was the other, like, male? I never had a Justin Bieber one. I'm sorry, Danny.
Yeah, I didn't either. She'll be mad at us.
She'll be pissed. Like
I had a Jesse McCartney one.
Yes, Jesse McCartney.
Jesse McCartney, I definitely did. I had so many, like, soccer posters. I was more of, like, the sporty poster ones.
Yep.
And, I had like, inspirational, Fox. Like, quotes. That was my ish. So I really didn't have that many, like, boys hung up. Because I feel like that's very traditional, like, everyone has like their like celebrity crush like hanging up, but like everyone loved Jesse McCartney.
Yeah.
And I still do. He has some good songs.
I also had it like a collage. Like when I was my bedroom, I had like, because in swimming, you would get a ribbon for every swim event that you did. So it, like you'd walk away from a swim meet with like 8. So I had them lining my ceiling and I had them all around my room. So
oh, that's
I had
cool.
All my ribbons. And then like conference, you got like, they look like the horse ribbons. They're like the circle. So I had that. And then I would hang like my running race bib number. Mm-hmm. So it was like my whole room was like a collage of like shit. And then I had the posters. And then I was into drawing. So I had all of this stuff just on my wall. And then my walls were bubblegum pink. So
I
it was
that.
Quite obnoxious.
Mine were lime scene. Green and purple.
And blue. Oh, I thought they were
blue.
There
was blue in it too. The wall, so the walls were lime green and purple. But then my like bedding was like lime green, purple, blue, and like a teal color. And it was like squares. And they like broke
what
down.
What a weird time.
I know. I was like, girl, what were we thinking? But I know, I remember we weren't allowed to hang anything on our walls because it like would ruin the paint. So we would get this like putty stuff and we would hang them on our doors.
The little white or the yellow things.
Yes. So we would hang them on our like, so my closet door would have a bunch of stuff. And then like the inside of my like room door when I closed my door would have all of it. And I remember one year my parents got me a soccer calendar. So I like after every month I cut off whatever one it was and keep the picture. And they're like girls like slide tackling, going for headers and had like inspirational quotes on them. And I probably still have them somewhere knowing myself. I always kept a couple of them. But I had a lot of like soccer stuff. I didn't have the like stereotypical like girly room. I was more of that tomboy. So I definitely had more inspirational sporty things than anything. Or I had like pictures of like my family and like when we had Hershey at the time or Chocolate Lab, had those hanging up. And I'm sure Becky would probably have more of what I actually like had hanging up, but I can't think of anything else that was like hanging poster wise.
That's so funny. What flashback.
Right? It's crazy to think like how different kids' rooms look now versus like when we were kids, what was like in and out, you know? Like, the ugly aesthetics.
No, everything's pretty now. Like,
yes,
what the heck?
It's rude.
You gotta go through your weird, like, hanging stupid shit on your wall phase.
Right. Our next one, Maggie, you're gonna like this one. Have you done or would you do a triathlon?
Absolutely not.
10 for 10, would not recommend.
10 out of 10, absolutely not. I've done enough already. I'm just kidding. This episode will be coming out while I'm traveling across the country to race a triathlon.
Exactly.
So my answer is yes.
Yes. And my answer is only if Maggie
Hell no.
and Caitlin drag me in a buoy boat thing for the swim, have a side cart for the bike or a tandem bike, because I'd like to give some effort sometimes. And then you have to push me in a stroller or something for the run.
We'll work on it.
We'll figure it out. I just, if you do a sprint triathlon, then I could do the run.
I think
probably the bike.
We will, me, Caitlin, and Danny will do a relay with you. And so each one of us will be responsible for you.
At some point.
For one point of the.
I'm here for this. And then that's how we record the episode. So, but honestly, I could do like a biathlon.
You could do a sprint.
I could do the bike and the run. I just would feel very incompetent in the swim. I'd be very passive. I like to breaststroke. That's my stroke
that's
of choice.
Okay.
And that's not the stroke you do for those.
No,
you
but
have
it's
to
okay.
freestyle. And I don't do well.
You
my
do
luck, I would get kicked in the
I
face.
I believe in you. Yeah.
That would be my luck. I'd be like, everyone go first. I don't care if I win. I'm just here because I have to be here.
Just
I'll
here
go in
for
the water
match.
Last. I'll be fine. That's the way to do it. What is your favorite thing to eat for breakfast?
Probably just bread and peanut butter. Bread of any type. Bagel, bread, croissant, muffin.
A croissant.
Slather it with some peanut butter and I'll eat it.
Ooh, it's a solid choice. I'm not much of a breakfast person, which is probably bad. But if I want to do a sweet breakfast, it's a tie between a cinnamon roll and French toast. I love French toast or chocolate chip pancakes. Okay, this is really hard. I'm saying like all the breakfasts.
Is this like making for yourself or going out to eat?
Either one.
Because going out to eat would definitely be like pancakes.
Yes, pancakes are so good.
Still with peanut butter.
Obviously. Yes, okay. That's a game changer. And then drizzling some syrup on top of the peanut butter too. So
yes, good. With some bananas.
Yes. Okay, maybe, well, not bananas for me. I can only eat them when they're like frozen. It's the mushy texture for me I can't do. But yeah. If I'm going to do a more savory route, before all my gastrointestinal stuff, it was an everything bagel with just plain cream cheese. Loved that one. Or right now, I really love over easy eggs and then making like some type of side with it with like potatoes and vegetables and stuff and then just like eating it all mixed together. That's like a hearty breakfast. Yeah, like a skillet.
That's good.
So I can't pick one. I love them all.
Those are both good options. Mm-hmm. All good options because the cinnamon roll is definitely good too.
Right? I haven't had one in a long time.
That's like Tyler's go-to for like a long bike ride.
Yeah.
He's like, we gotta get a cinnamon roll.
They're so after good. After like
100 miles.
You deserve 2 cinnamon rolls, Tyler.
Yeah.
On the food train, do you prefer...
Man, this is making me hungry.
I know. It says, do you prefer savory or sweet?
That's hard. I feel like as much as I have a sweet tooth, I prefer savory.
What type of savory things do you like?
I'm definitely with you on like the skillet type, like the mm-hmm. potatoes and the veggies and stuff like that. But like I eat a tofu like burrito bowl thing at least 6 times a week.
That
like I have it for lunch almost every day. Rice, black beans, peppers, onion, like the guac salsa, tomatoes, lettuce if we have some, tofu. A little bit of dairy-free cheese, mix it all up. Like, that just, I'm so, like, content and full after that.
Do you season your tofu for that, or do you have it just plain?
I put, like, chili powder on it.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. It's just so good. Like, I like meals like that are, like...
Mixed.
Savory, healthy, easy. Like, I'm content. I can go on with my day. Because I like sweets, but I feel like shit afterwards.
Yes.
Like, if I go out to breakfast and I have 2 pancakes, like 2 chocolate chip pancakes, like the big buttermilk ones, lathered in some syrup, I'm not doing anything the rest of the day. Like, I have zero energy. Like, I want to lay on the couch. Yeah.
Yes. My first thought when asked is like a sweet. Because, like, every time I think of food, I'm like, oh, I want something sweet. And, like, savory, I'll eat something savory and I'm done eating it. I'm like, oh, I need something just a little bit sweet to go with this.
Yeah. And then you play back and forth.
Yes. So I like both. I would say savory for like hearty, good like meals to power up, and then a little bit of something sweet. So that's like where like my dairy-free ice cream can come in, or I don't even know anything sweet right now that I have besides that. But or even like a glass of my dark chocolate almond milk. Like that does it for me. Like, ooh, that pairs well with pretzels. I'm here for it. And that's salty, not savory, but
that's good.
What's the grossest thing you've ever eaten? Hot dogs.
Man, these are all like food.
You said hot dogs? Hot dogs. Ugh, can't hot dog.
I am convinced that the only people in this world that like bologna are children.
I didn't even like bologna as a child.
Sean and I were on a bologna kick for like 3 whole years. And then one day it was like the most disgusting thing we'd ever eaten and we never touched it again. But we would have bologna and mustard sandwiches.
Ew.
Like what the hell?
I mean, I can't really talk. Growing up, I used to like only want ketchup and butter sandwiches.
Ew.
I would beg for them. And my parents were like, it's not even worth arguing about. Like, let Tia have her ketchup and butter sandwiches. So when I would pack a lunch, elementary school Tia would have ketchup and butter sandwiches.
The parents were like, oh, this poor girl makes her own lunch.
My parents were like, she cries if we say she has to have a peanut butter and jelly, but ketchup and butter, it's not worth the argument.
Maybe this is why you have stomach issues.
Right? Literally. White bread and ketchup and butter.
Oh my gosh.
Nutrition.
Yeah, I think bologna and hot dog are definitely like on the same like disgusting meat spectrum.
Yes, I agree. I feel like I haven't tried anything else that's gross to me. Like I'm not super picky. I just can't do spicy, like super spicy, and I can't do hot dogs. Like I can eat anything else.
Yeah.
Within reason.
I'm trying to think if there's any foods that I have a bad, aversion. Like you said, you don't like bananas because of the texture.
Yeah. But I actually used to have that. In a smoothie. I can do that. Yeah. And like banana Laffy Taffys are my favorite, so it's weird.
Total texture thing.
Mm-hmm. If you were going to play a trivia game, who would you want as your partner?
What's our topic?
I didn't have one.
What? Actually, I don't need to know. It's going to be my Uncle Sean.
Ooh, that's a solid choice.
He has like the most random knowledge of literally everything in the planet.
That's cool. I love that. I would have to say
my dad is a close second.
Yeah,
Matt, I'll give him a shout out.
The first person that popped into my head was Brady, because he just watches so many different things on YouTube and has so much different random knowledge that I feel like he would do really good. And then like, I feel like the rest of my family and I, we like to think we know a lot of things about a lot of random things, but we don't do well under pressure, and trivia is pressure. Yeah. So yeah. I don't know who else I would pick. Because like my family and I, we've played like Trivia Pursuit before, and no one's like stuck out to me as being amazing. So I don't even think I would be a good trivia partner, honestly.
No, I wouldn't pick you.
No, I'd be awful. I'd be there for some good laughs.
Unless it was like, yeah, something like movie quotes. Yeah. Movie quotes from stupid movies.
Literally. I'd be so solid at it. That was like this weekend. I was quoting like, oh, dodgeball. Because, okay, so we were playing like the murder mystery game, and the person who died was a rodeo clown, and his name was Patches. And I was like, Patches O'Houlihan? And
see.
And no one got it. And I was like, if you can dodge a wrench, tough crowd, dodge a ball. And they're like, oh, yeah. Dodgeball. I was like, yeah, he's the coach in the wheelchair. That's Patches O'Houlihan. Like, how do you guys not know? I was very frustrated.
Checks out.
Yeah.
Tia for movies.
Tia for movies. Sports, Sean.
Sports, Sean. That, we don't know anybody else.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, okay. Sabs would be Friends.
Oh, yeah.
Friends.
Or Chance the Rapper.
Yes. I feel like.
Or Jersey Shore.
Oh, yes. See, okay.
You know what? I'm going to put Sabs on my roster.
Sabs would be on there. When I think about you and I, though, we don't have many, like, this is the thing that we love the most. We like a lot of different things. And I have a hard time picking a favorite thing. So people who have
something that I know everything about. Yeah.
So, like, if we're doing, like, history and wars and stuff, it's either Mac or my Grandpa Mike. Because they're both, like, war and history buffs. Or like, I love learning about that stuff, but like, I can't remember people's name, dates, and times. My timeline of all historical events is trash.
Don't pick us for trivia.
I think we'd have fun, but we would lose.
If you need us there for comedic relief,
you
can invite us. Otherwise, we're not there to help.
We're there for the guacamole.
We're here for the chips and guac.
Always tie it back to food. Our next one, Maggie, is do you sing in the car and do you sing in the shower?
Yes, to both.
Me too. It depends on my mood.
I don't think I sing. I think I sing in the car way more than I sing in the shower. Most of the time in the shower, I like listen to, I'll be like doing something around the house and I'm always like listening to a podcast or something. So yeah. I'm not really singing.
I always like to listen to like music that I want to sing along to if I've had a bad day. Or if like I'm on my way to do something I'm super pumped about, and I'm like, let's freaking go. Like, old school jams, here we go. And then in the shower sometimes. It's normally like if I'm in a super good mood and like feeling good, belly's feeling great, I'm ready to go. But if I'm pumped not feeling up. Good, I don't really sing. But I still listen to music. Maybe I'll hum. But I'm also not a good singer. Which is okay. You brought this up in this question, but the question is, what is your favorite podcast?
Ooh.
Obviously
ours.
Yeah.
okay, taking ours out of it. I'm trying to think of one that I listen to.
Gotta go my podcast. A lot.
Yeah, now we gotta give people a shout out.
I do listen to Call Her Daddy more with like all her like celebrity interviews. I like the celebrity interviews. There's been some really, really good ones. I also listen to Sex with Emily, who's a sex therapist, and she's pretty cool.
Ooh.
I like that one. And then Morbid is my murder podcast one that I listen to. Most recent is called Be Afraid. And it's this guy who, my dad actually asked me to listen to it, but it's about this guy who is within his faith, and he explores the horror genre and how our culture deems horror as important to help us understand things that are going on in the world, and like how it creates this like universality when we watch horror. So it's been really interesting, and he's like dissecting like different horror movies, and then also like meeting with people who are really strong and like believe in the horror, or like are like screenwriters and things like that, and how there are people who are really religious that are also writing these things in this balance of like, how can you be religious and like horror? So it's been really cool to like listen to.
Yeah.
It's mind-bending. Cool.
Yeah. I like that kind of stuff.
Me too.
I think my favorite one is Real Pod with Victoria Garrick Brown.
Oh,
she's an ex D1 volleyball player.
Yeah.
And her stuff is just like, she interviews a lot of people sometimes, but it's very just real. And like, they talk about a lot of like being an athlete and like the after kind of like whole identity piece. They talk about like some, hers is just like a go-to. Like, I'm like, oh yeah, I'll listen to this.
And she's so nice.
Yeah. I really like this one girl. It's called Doing It Online, and she's like a marketing and just digital marketing podcast, and I love her stuff, and it's like super quick. So I just, those are ones that I'm like getting ready for my day, and I just like start listening to one.
I like that.
And then there's one that's Marketing Happy Hour, which is fun. It's like two girls that chit chat. I listen to a lot of work ones, but my all-time favorite work one is called the Angry Designer Podcast.
Ooh.
They are so funny. They like crack up back and forth about like projects that they worked on or like all these different things. But like, it's so funny to me because it's like such a niche humor of like conversations and things that I think about during my workday that like nobody else would find like it remotely funny. And I'm like giggling along with these like 40-year-old guys. I'm like, oh my God, that's so funny.
That's
and
awesome.
I'm like, I could never like call Tia and be like, oh, you had to listen to this podcast. It's hilarious. You would listen to it and be like, I didn't understand anything that they talked about.
I mean, that's when you tell me things about our own podcast and I'm just like, yeah. I don't know. And like with future things we have to come for our podcast and like partnerships and things, I'm just kind of like, yeah.
Speaking of, we have fun things coming.
We do.
This month. Very exciting things coming. TBD.
Another one I want to start listening to that I haven't yet is called The Women's Game. And it is all about like the women's national team. And Sammy Muse was a really influential player who had to step away from playing because of her ACL and just not recovering and getting back to like where she'd want to be at the level that she was. And she is beginning to have this podcast, and it's through like Men Blazers, which I don't really know much about their podcast, but she's dedicating it all to like the journey of them throughout their seasons and like analyzing different games that they're playing, talking to players and different things. So I'm curious about how that one will be too.
I like that.
And I love
some. I'm always up for a good new podcast. There's some that I'm like very episode specific. Like I'm looking for like something specific.
Yeah.
And there's other ones that I'll just religiously listen to. And that's what like the Real Pod one. It's like I'll listen to all of them as I like her.
Right. When it's like so hard too, because like there's so many I want to listen to, but I can't do a lot while I listen to it because it's harder for me to focus then. So like I sometimes will listen to it like on my way home or like if I'm cleaning. But then like throughout the day, I really don't listen to much. Like a lot of people are just like, you don't listen to music that much. And I'm like, when I drive and then if I work out, like and when I shower, like I don't really have music playing all of the time. And everyone I talk to is like, Tia, that's so weird. Why don't you listen to things more often? And I'm like, I don't know, because I'm talking. Probably.
I talk to myself.
Honestly.
You guys don't talk to yourselves?
Yeah, your brain's quiet, and that's why you listen to music? Oh, okay. Funny.
I don't know that feeling.
Right? At dinner today, I was with my family, and we were talking about, like, talking, and my mom used to have a rule for my sister that she could only talk about track for 20 minutes, or she would just talk all day and would not stop talking. And I was like, I'm surprised I never had a rule like that. And my mom's like, oh, no, Tia, like, you used to be, like, more quiet. Like, every year you get older, you just talk more and more and more. And I was like, huh,
Oh.
So I've always been outgoing, but I was like, I guess I never really like reflected on that until this moment. And I was just like, God, I feel bad for everyone when I'm like 80. They're going to be like, this bitch doesn't shut up. When is she going to die?
You are going to be a chit chatter.
Oh, yeah. Anyone, I will be the old ladies that come up to me at the stores now. Yep. That will be me talking to the random people at the store. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That'll be me. That's why I probably won't ever retire. I'll probably just like do something where I can talk to people.
You'll have to.
I have to. Who would have thought I could be more and more outgoing every single year I exist? Oh, I'm never going to listen to music then or podcasts.
No.
This one says, where's the strangest place you've fallen asleep?
Oh, I've got a few.
I want to hear yours.
A church pew.
Ooh, that's a classic. I feel like every child who has grown up going to church has fallen asleep at one point on a pew.
The corner of the church basement during like a volunteer thing that my parents dragged us to.
Yep.
A concrete floor in between the bleachers at a swim conference. Mm-hmm. A classroom, definitely. That happened once or twice.
Yep.
I think those are all like the strangest.
I would say for me, obviously church pew too. Yeah. I have fallen asleep on the concrete of a locker room floor. Whenever we had a far travel for soccer in college. This is also when Tin went to school with us still. She would lay in the aisle of the bus and I would get the two seats.
Yeah.
And I would fit perfectly in two seats. So I'd always sleep there. And this one, I don't know if it's strange. It was more just actually dangerous now that I think about it. But it was when I was in grad school. Lake Charleston wasn't far from EIU. And there was one day I found a little dock that you could like sit on. It was by the water and I was like reading. And I decided to like put my book down and just like lay there and relax. And I fell asleep. And like fell
I'd be terrified.
Hard. And I like woke up and I think it was like maybe a half an hour. It was a good chunk of time. And I woke up and I was like, holy fuck, where am I? And I was like, oh shit, I am like on this dock in Charleston. Like I was laying on my backpack, that was my pillow. And I was like, I wonder, like, because there wasn't a lot of people there that day, but I was like, I wonder how many people like walked by and just saw me and I didn't notice because I'm such a heavy sleeper. And I was like, this is how I die.
Yeah.
So I have never fallen asleep in public again by myself because that taught me a lesson, even though nothing happened. But that would probably be my strangest one. Okay. This one I enjoy. And I think you may say the same thing as me. So it says, if you had to do a special ops secret mission, who would you choose as your spy partner?
Ooh. I'm going to say my brother.
Ooh, that'd be a good one.
Becky's a close second.
That's what I was going to say. I was like, I feel like Becky is a good choice because she's good at everything.
And here's my reasoning of Sean over Becky.
I want to hear it.
I think Sean would be a really, really good undercover person. Like, I think he can put on a really good poker face.
What if he's undercover right now?
Yeah, what if he actually works for the FBI?
That's why he lives in Chicago. He can afford it.
I think he has too good of a poker face and like would be able to honestly like fit into multiple different, like if somebody brought something up, he'd be able to like BS his way through a conversation.
Yes.
I feel like your mom is easier to read.
True.
Like she would like show her emotion too
much. Finding everything. And like knowing everything about everyone. So honestly, the best duo would be
just
Sean and Becky. Right. Which kind of makes sense, my dad's name too.
Sorry, like, sorry, not your dad.
Yeah. Sorry, Sean Irish.
You guys are a great duo too, but
yes.
Different Sean.
Different Sean. But I know I would not be a good choice because one, I'm not quiet and I would be terrified. Two, if we had to be sneaky, my body cracks every step that I take. Like my feet and my ankles crack. So I would not be a good international spy that way. And I think I suck at keeping secrets. Actually, I know I suck at keeping secrets. And I am so easily read. So
yeah,
FBI, do not hire me.
No.
Because you're also probably listening to us every episode.
Yeah.
Every time we record. Here. Even the stuff that we don't put into the podcast, you know about
we
us.
We know that you have access to that.
Right. Don't pick
Thank me. You for being our most
dedicated listeners.
Most dedicated listeners. We appreciate you. We do. Are you the one that's listening from Switzerland?
Probably.
Is this all a facade?
FBI agents, if you are listening to us, our goal would be to have a listener in every single country.
Yeah, could you on please go to Zimbabwe?
In Antarctica.
Which is also on this earth.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I want you to go everywhere for us and download one episode. That way we can feel accomplished.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you. I think that's a good way to end that one.
And yeah, that about wraps it up.
It is.
Goodbye.
Good night. And big balls.